Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Saturday, March 10th, a couple of weeks from now, is a huge event in Ungerry as we pay tribute to the contribution, both on and off field, of the Danahers and their contribution at the highest level and also around the regions as well. And to talk to us a little bit more about what's going on Saturday, March 10th today, and welcome on the line, Chris Danaher. G'day, Chris.
Morning, Lee.
Now, look, as I said, I mentioned paying tribute for the contribution both on and off the field. And I must admit, I was out at Ungerry the other day and in the bowling club there where the honour board is for the Ungerry Football Club, and C. Danaher keeps on popping up all over the place. So, fair involvement with Ungerry, mate?
Yeah, look, I was lucky enough to... I was the only brother that come back from Melbourne and come back to the farm, so... I had a great time growing up there, and it was great to come back and contribute, I suppose, and get involved in the local footy club. And it still is, I think, in the country, our country area here, the lifeblood of most small towns.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I've spent a few years down in Victoria as well, and the life and the social cycle, especially through the winter months, revolves around the footy club.
Definitely. Yeah, no, look, and then, look, as we go, we know the towns are getting smaller and it's getting a little bit harder. But, we've just got to keep it going and give the kids something to do and something to do on a weekend. If it keeps going for a while.
Absolutely. Now, Saturday, March 10th is going to be huge. A stack of names who are coming up to have a bit of a run around and a bit of a kick. So see the unveiling. And then, of course, from 12:15, the Legends match, Chris.
Yeah, no, look, it's really grown some legs on the back of Triple M too and what youth people are doing. And, look, it's shaping up like a great weekend. So, us older people, as long as it's not 40 degrees, Lee, I think we should have a great weekend.
Look, I'm a little bit worried. I sit next to one of the blokes who is heavily involved in Mangapla, which you've been tied up with for a little while now, Trent Cohalen, and he keeps on telling me that you get a bit of white line fever. Is that true, and or are we just going to see it taken easy?
No, Lee. I think yes, that white line fever. It went a long time ago, so there's not too much white line fever left in me. So it'll be a lot of smiles and a lot of fun. And look, we just hope we can get a few people out there to share it with us, and it should be a great day.
Absolutely, and some great names. As I said, Paul Kelly has just been announced, of course, a legend for the Sydney Swans. He's going to be coming out there, and James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless going to be there doing some commentary on the game with our very own Luke Francis. It is going to be a very, very, very big day. The following day as well is huge because, of course, Fight MND, Neil's battle with MND has just been horrific to watch, really, from afar, but the inspirational message that he has been putting out that you are going to beat this bastard of a disease, and to do part of the doing that is the fundraising that you're doing. And on Sunday, there's a ride for MND.
Yeah, there is, and you hit it on the head. And probably that's for us is probably the great part of the weekend too. Like what Neil's doing. No, we're so proud of him that he stood up when he had to stand up, and he's making a real effort to try and find a cure for the disease. And we know a little bit more about the disease on the back of what he's doing. So there's a bike ride from Ungerry to Melbourne. John Fox from Lockhart has started it all with Shane Lennon. So it's a great concept, and look, they have to raise plenty of money. It's going to start at Ungerry, and I think the first leg finishes at Area Park. Second leg's from Area Park to Cooleman. I think they've got an extra 30 riders for that leg. I think it starts with 50 riders. And what we're asking just the local people is, if you've got a bike or you do a bit of bike riding, to jump on board through the legs, like from, Cooleman, then it goes to Lockhart, and then from Lockhart to Corowa. But I think I gave you that site, Lee. You might read it out later on, that they can go on and have a look. And I think it's $120 per leg, and that money goes to finding a cure for MND. So a great cause and a great way to do it if you like riding a bike.
Absolutely. Pedal Cure for MND. Pedal Cure for the number 4, MND at gmail.com is where you can go to find out a bit more. And also to register for the ride, which I mean, you, just the people you've mentioned there, it'd be great to jump on the bike with. But we should also point out and make quite clear, you don't have to ride all the way to Melbourne. If you just want to do a town to town, you're more than welcome to do that as well.
Yeah, so right. Yeah, no, I hope to get a leg in. I'll do the Ungaria Dairy Park leg, and that'll be enough for me, Lee, I think, my bike riding skills.
Yeah, mine are around about the same, actually.
Yeah.
Chris, we really look forward to seeing you out there on the day. It is just going to be absolutely huge on Saturday, and a great way to pay tribute to the contribution of you, your brothers, the family, and not only for the contribution on the field at the highest level in country footy and off the field as well. It's just sensational to be able to pay a bit of tribute and pay a bit of respect in this way.
Thanks very much, Lee, and thank you, Triple M.
Joined in the studio by Herbie, you've made the trek.
I know.
Made the trek. And Josh McKellar, good morning.
Good morning.
Been a long time no see, mate.
Has been a little while. Yeah.
Welcome along, because you're here, of course, as part of Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two.
Oh, we're so excited for it, Lee, as well.
Yeah.
We are counting down the days for it, because I have been waiting for a stage my whole life. Someone's finally given it to me. Look, you may hear me around the office. I have the worst voice ever.
Oh, look, it's a fair competition in our office for worst voice. Look, I'd be right up there.
I've heard you sing. I'll
attest
to that.
Yeah.
Second that.
To be fair, I've heard you sing. You sing quite beautifully.
Thank you.
Not you, Herbie.
I don't know what to do with a compliment from you. It's just it's
weird,
unnatural.
Isn't it? Yeah, I knew I'd throw you with that.
Yeah.
How's it all been going? How's the training, rehearsals, the dance sequence been going?
It's been going good. So have picked a bit of a doozy of a song. Not going to lie, it has a bit of everything.
Correct.
Have left most of the high notes to Josh.
Yep.
Because I do try them and attempt them, but it would sound different every night. So I'm excited. Part of it is a bit hard, but I'm trying to master it. And then dance moves, just expect big.
Yeah.
But what about from you, Herbie? I know what you're getting.
Whatever you're thinking, it's probably not going to be that.
So. Okay.
There's a wow factor and probably a shock factor to ours.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to put it.
In a good way.
Okay, so look, we'll wait and see. Now, of course, you're doing it for a great cause. Cancer Council is very close to my heart, and a lot of people in the office have had family members who have been touched by cancer. Tell us how you came to choose Cancer Council.
So I've chosen Cancer Council, but a sub-branch of it, so the Wagga Wagga Relay for Life, because we wanted the money to come back here to the Riverina. So. Yeah. Obviously, Cancer Council, amazing, amazing organisation, but having it come right back here to the Riverina means so much more, because Relay for Life happens each year, and this year it's actually happening on October, Saturday 13th, but obviously it's the overnight, so it rolls into Sunday 14th at Connolly Park, and it raises vital funds for Cancer Council's research, prevention and support services. But last year, Ash, who used to work here for Southern Cross Austereo, she was partnered with Hayley Potts and raised money for Relay for Life. And through their efforts last year, they were able to raise enough money to get a transport to treatment car. So a whole car for cancer patients around Wagga and the Riverina to allow them to get to their treatment. So an amazing effort by them, and we're hoping to do something so similar.
And it's something that people just don't think of in if you're diagnosed with cancer, just getting to and from the treatment can be such a burden, and especially with the number of outlying areas that we've got. We're lucky to have the cancer centre here in Wagga where people can get treatment locally, but if you're out of town, it's a huge impost on family.
Especially when family is working or you've got family and friends, and because treatment isn't just a one-off thing.
No.
You've got to do it quite often. So to ask for family and friends to help, people are obviously they're willing to help, but to have this car, it just is that added support around Rob Wagga.
And how are you raising the money?
Well, our first thing kicks off tomorrow night. So for the month of March, every Friday night, Josh and I will be down at the Union Club Hotel selling raffle tickets for the meat tray, which is just, why not?
I mean, go to the Union on a Friday after work. No one's going to really complain.
You're going to pick up a guitar, Josh?
We might be able to see what happens in there somewhere.
Cool,
hopefully you can go home with a meat tray.
Yeah, I've got a ridiculously good record at the Union Club meat trays.
I do too, actually. Yeah. I don't know if it's appropriate for me
to
buy
tickets. Paying?
Who am I paying? Who am I not paying?
So, that's happening for the month of March. And we're excited because that's one where we can really just socialise, get to know a lot of people around Wagga and the Riverina. But then March 10th, so not this weekend, following weekend, on Saturday night at Kildare Catholic College, the Wagga Wagga Game Show Extravaganza Night. Boom. It's a mouthful.
This is going to be huge. It's just like there's $5,000 someone's going to walk away with?
Exactly. So over $10,000 up for grabs on the night, but one lucky person will walk away with $5,000. And it's got part of, you know, those game shows that you'd watch on TV and you'd always say, I'm better than them. I could do that better. Yeah. I'd win the big bucks.
Yeah.
You could be playing that. So we've got Family Feud, Deal or No Deal, or The Price is Right.
Sensational.
Yeah, it's good. We've had a couple of goes on air with Daniel Kinsella, who's hosting the night.
And who's going to be back in a little bit later.
A little bit later,
morning.
Yeah. You don't believe how hard it is until you're actually doing the game.
And how intense, how much you focus in on it.
And you get into it, yeah. It's really exciting. So if you're sitting there thinking, how exciting can it be? Well, you've got to come along on the night to find out. So tickets there on sale at the moment. If you go to 123TIX, that's tix.com.au, $50 per person, you can get a table of 10 together. And how it works is you go on and you select your table, like flights, you can choose your seats.
Yep.
So you get your 10 mates. You say, we're on that table, book a table, come along, BYO nibblies. You can have your little cheese plate offer. You know?
Nice, yeah. Just bring the salt and vinegar chips and a pack of fantails along.
Hey, whatever works.
Some people could chip a tooth, but, you know, facts on the back, though.
Yeah, exactly right. Fantails are always great for a trivia night. So, yeah. Okay, so that's on the 10th of March. You've got Union Club meat raffles every Friday right throughout March, and then the big nights.
The big night.
April 19, 20 and 21.
Oh, yeah.
For Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two.
Yes. And you can follow our journey if you go to Facebook. It's Herbie.
It's not the voice, Herbie. It's not the voice.
It's big enough, but we've got our Facebook page. So all our fundraising efforts are up there. So Herbie for Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two.
Sensational. We'll put all those links up on the Triple M Riverina Facebook page, and you can follow it all on the Wagga Takes Two Facebook page as well. And Herbie, I'm kind of proud of you. You did really well. You weren't nervous. I just thought that in front of this size audience, you'd be a bit... haven't worked in front of this sort of level before.
Please.
A bit of a natural.
Yeah, you might have a career in this, if you like.
You might want to watch yourself over there. Yeah. I could be coming on tomorrow.
Well, I'll sleep in. I'm quite happy to. Josh, been a pleasure. I know you're not a huge fan of getting out of bed at this hour of the morning.
No,
but he looks
this
great.
Is all right. I just look the same as always, so great's a bit objective.
Yeah.
But no, this is closer to normal work time, so it's okay.
Fair enough.
6 o'clock, 5 o'clock starts that are a problem.
Yeah, they're a struggle, aren't they? Herbie, Josh McKellar, thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to help out raising money for Real Aid for Life, 123TIX.com.au to get your tickets to the Game Show Night Extravaganza. That's happening at the Kildare Catholic College Hall Saturday, March 10th, and plenty of cash up for grabs, over $10,000 worth of prizes in that one. And of course, Friday night down at the Union for the meat raffles, we will catch up with you guys later on.
Thanks, Lee.
Probably Friday night. A very good morning to Daniel Casella from Real Aid for Life. Good morning.
Good morning, Lee.
Now, a busy time coming up for you because March 10th, the Wagga Wagga Game Show Night Extravaganza, official launch of Real Aid for Life, raising money for Real Aid for Life as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to it. Well into rehearsals now and just looking forward to the big night next Saturday.
You frustrated game show host here. how many times have you been suiting up in front of the mirror at home?
Well, it was very embarrassing because I had to admit that I've been practicing with my wife. And, you know, many people want to grow up being, you know, police officers and firemen and chefs. And his little old me wants to grow up being a game show host to live my dream.
There's your first mistake. Game show host, never grow up. Today, we're going to play one of the games that we do have on... ready to go for the Game Show Night Extravaganza. We have got a little bit of prize money on the board as well, and we need some listener involvement.
Absolutely, yes. We're playing the Deal or No Deal radio edition. Behind me, I've got, we'll call them 10 briefcases.
Yeah, and they're filled with good guys vouchers.
Absolutely. We've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 75, 100, 150, and $200 worth of Good Guys gift vouchers. All you've got to do is pick the right case. We'll eliminate them as we go, make you offers to try and get you to give up your case, and you could win up to $200 worth of Good Guys gift vouchers.
Rightio. So 132710 is the number to call. 132710 right now. Talk to us a little bit about the night as well, because it is an extravaganza of game show.
Absolutely, yes. It's never been done before, as I can tell, but we've got The Price is Right, Family Feud, Deal or No Deal. We've got over $10,000 worth of prize money, and someone on the night at the end we'll be walking away with $5,000 cash.
Now, to get your tickets, 123tix.com.au.
Or you can go to the Cancer Council on Thompson Street.
Sensational. Now, we do have someone on the line. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, who have we got?
Robert.
Robert. And now, are you familiar with Deal or No Deal, Robert? Have you watched it on TV?
Yes, I've seen it many years ago.
Sensational. Well, this is Radio Deal or No Deal. Now, I'll let our game show host, Daniel Gasella, to come on down and explain the game.
Robert, was it?
Yes, right. Yes.
Robert, I need you to pick a case between 1 and 10. This is going to be your case. I want you to pick the one that you think has got $200 Good Guys gift vouchers in it.
Well, I better go for my birthday, which is 4, so we'll take 4.
Number 4 is coming off the board. It has been securely placed down. You'll be able to see this on the Triple M Riverina Facebook
Absolutely.
Page later on.
Now we're going to eliminate some cases. I need you to eliminate 3 cases first between 1 and 10.
Okay. 8.
8? Ooh, $100 gone.
Another
200,
so you never know.
That's true.
2.
Number two coming off the board now.
$20.
$20, yep, well done.
And three.
$10.
$10! So we still have in play here, Robert. We still have the 200, the 150, the 60, the 75, the 30, 40, and 50.
All right, so I'm going to make you your first offer. I'm going to offer you $60 worth of gift vouchers to take your case, or you can play on eliminating 3 in the next round again.
I know you can't see me doing it, but I'll do the cross there. No deal!
We play on.
All right. We've got 1, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10.
Need to eliminate 3 more. Which one are you going for, Robert?
5.
5's the next one to go. It is $150 has come off the board.
How long would you not go?
Next case.
Number one.
$200.
No, $200.
$200 has come off the board, and you've still got one more to eliminate.
6, 7, 9, or 10.
The good news is it won't be much in it.
Thanks a lot. 10 was one of those.
10, yes.
Is one of them. Let's see what we've got. $40 has come off the board. So, Quizmaster Daniel or host Daniel, what have we got left on the board?
30, 50, 60. You can still win $75.
Yeah.
Your second offer, look, I offer you $60 the first time. I'm only going to offer you $40 this time.
Nah, we'll keep going.
He's going to keep going.
Oh, good man. Right. I like it. Okay, so it's one at a time from two at a time now?
Yep.
Two
so at a six, time. 7 now. Or 9?
9.
The tension's going to be $30.
We've the got the low one on there.
That's the one that you wanted off the board. Okay, come on, Robert.
6.
So what's that?
You've got 6 and 7 left, and on the board you've got $50, $60, or $75.
Right, okay. Number 6 then.
Number 6.
Come on, number 6.
The $50.
Right.
All right, so we've only got your case left, number 4, and number 7. So you've got $50 or $75. I'll split it down the middle. I'll give you $65 not to keep going.
Let's keep going.
He's
going
to keep going.
Man after my own heart, Robert.
All right. So it's either going to be $50 worth of vouchers or $75 vouchers. You've got...
Well, I might be able to get 3 egg timers.
You have got...
Well, how embarrassing, because I wrote the tickets down wrong. I'm going to put $60 down twice, so we'll call that $75. Well done, Robert.
$75, congratulations. And, Robert, thank you so much for playing this morning.
Excellent.
This is why we do a run-through before the game show.
Why we do rehearsals. Okay, if you want to be part of this, my hands are sweaty from this.
I know.
Nervous as. If Robert, you hold the line there. We'll grab some more details from you in a second. If you want to be part of this, if you want to be part of the Wagga Wagga Game Show Night Extravaganza, 123tix.com.au. $50 will get you through the door. Someone's going to be walking away with $5,000. There's over 10,000 in prizes. You can also get your tickets from the Cancer Council office in Thompson Street. And the host with the most, Daniel Gasella, will be there. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
132710, the number. I'm asking you to enlighten me this morning, to win your way to Enlighten Festival in Canberra. We've got accommodation, we've got dinner, we've got tickets to Cockington Green, Questacon, and the AIS, a shopping voucher over there as well. My favourite fact of the week, going to win this tomorrow, so just enlighten me with a random fact. And Danette's on the line, 132710. Have you got a random fact for us?
Yes. On average, a person farts 14 times a day.
Ah, I'd knock that out in about 4 hours, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm pleased that there's an average amount, though. Danette, thank you so much for your call. You're in the running to win.
Thank you.
And I'm going to count up today and see how many times we let Fluffy off the chain and see if I'm above or below average. Always like keeping the bar up high. Veggies being consumed at schools around the Riverina today?
Yeah, there's about 7,000 students across the Murrumbidgee district that will, at 10 o'clock this morning, be munching on vegetables, basically. It's
yep.
It's part of the big veggie crunch, and it's a record attempt. Across New South Wales, there's about 100,000 kids who are all wow. going to crunch down on veggies at the same time. And it's a health initiative, of course,
yeah.
to get more kids eating their five serves of veggies a day. And not just kids, all of us should be doing that.
I was cooking dinner last night, and being the completely organised family that we are, frozen peas are always the go. So you just whack them in the steamer because they're much more convenient and quick, and you make sure we get some veggies in. Anyway, eldest daughter, Penny, walks up to me. It's like, hey, Dad, can I have a pea? I'm like, Penny, they're frozen. And she's like, no, can I have a pea? I know they're frozen. I'm like, I've gone on the table. I'm like, it's frozen, sweetie. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, you try it. At some point, you just give up
Can't
arguing.
Can't do any harm.
Yeah. And so she's eating it. I'm like expecting her to spit it out or something. She's gone away. She come back 2 minutes later and asked me for another one. And I'm like, what is wrong with you, child? And then I go down to the pub last night. I was chatting with someone at Trivia, and he assures me that frozen peas are fantastic to eat.
Right.
So well, there we are.
I might have to give that a go one day.
I wonder if we've got any in the freezer.
I was a big fan of frozen oranges when I was a kid, so yeah. why not?
Yeah, frozen oranges were the bomb, and especially at halftime. But yeah, frozen peas, strange stuff my kids eat. Item number 487,000.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.